All right, Dave, thank you so much. Listen, and as the elder, it's my job to bring y'all a little bit of history, okay? We all kind of know what's going on. I want to bring y'all a little bit of history tonight, okay? I want to bring up Billy D. Williams. Billy D. Williams is like 83 years old, okay? For those of y'all who don't know who Billy D. Williams is, he used to be one of the suave actors back in the day, okay? He was one of those main cats that was on TV pumping Colt 45 as the dynamite taste, okay? This was Billy D. Williams. Billy D. Williams came out and said that he was gender fluid. He didn't know what that meant. He just felt like, you know, on this side, I feel this way. On that side, he had to go. He had to retract. He's like, hold on, hold on. I ain't gay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But he was all bent out of shape. But you said you were gender fluid, dog. What was that all about? But I bring him up just for one reason alone. I bring him up for that little bit of tidbit that he's still around. But Billy D. Williams, the reason why I bring him up, is because, calm down, D, you're going to be all right. All right. The reason why I bring him up is because Billy D. Williams, when I was a kid in 1971, played in a movie with James Caan called Brian's Song. This movie was about Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo. Brian Piccolo was a running back, only played 4 years in the league with the Bears, died of brain cancer. But it really did talk about the friendship between Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers. But as a young man watching this, as a young boy watching this movie, what I didn't know about was how dynamic and how bad and how sweet Gale Sayers was. See, at that time I was so young, I didn't know, you know, it ain't like now. You know, youngin' can go pull up the internet. He can go pull up Gale Sayers. He can go pull up about Billy Sims. You know, players that he ain't never seen play before. He can go look them up. Okay, but this was one of the first football movies that I had ever seen. And they had actual footage of Gale Sayers playing. And they had actual footage of him scoring those 6 touchdowns. Okay, he eventually blew out his knees. But he was one of the greatest backs, one of the greatest multi-backs I had ever seen, you know, that had ever played before your Billy, before your Barry Sanders, and before a lot of the players of the day. And it was the character of Gale Sayers played by Billy D. Williams that brought the character of Gale Sayers to life for me as a young man. I wasn't a Chicago Bears fan at the time, okay? I can't even call myself a football fan at the time. But it was nostalgic. And it was 48 years ago today, or 48 years ago this month, that Brian's Song was first aired, okay? As the gender fluid Billy D. Williams play Gale Sayers. That's our show tonight. Peace out.